Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Odd 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, back with another episode of a toxic, fun, music, lyric type shit. And I got a guest today, I'm so excited. Everybody, welcome.
Kerrigan!
Hi! Yay! So excited to have you. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me here.
It's our first time meeting, but it's a vibe. We've just been chatting it up. Super excited for this episode. New listeners, Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where I use music and lyrics to start conversations about fun, different things having to do with relationships, dating, culture, society, all that good, fun stuff. Today, we are going to be talking about Lana Del Rey. I have 3 songs. You said you like Lana's music, right?
I love her music. I literally was like in love with her at one point, like Summertime Sadness. That was like my introduction to her. So okay. I was like, okay.
Was it the remix? Good.
No, it was the original.
The original?
Yeah.
They're both good. The remix was like, that was a time. I feel like you could just like pinpoint like back to those days. Like, did you ever like rave?
It was like 2014, 20-ish. Yeah,
around there, right?
Yeah.
Do the raving thing?
No, but I wanted to. I still want to rave. I want to do like a foam party and stuff.
Yes. Still can. Okay, there's still raves going on. But I remember Summertime Sadness, the remix. I think it was like Steve Aoki, right?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bop. But yeah, she has so many good songs. And I just like love that she always, I feel like she created her own like genre of music. Mm-hmm. That like people just kind of followed after that. Like her own little moody, sad girl.
Yeah.
Vibe, right?
Yeah. But it was like an attractive sad girl, not just like I need you to go get some help.
Not like too emo.
Mental.
Like emo. What is like, you know, TikTok always with all the aesthetics, like the like grunge type of like, I don't know,
Lolita. Grungy, but it also looks like very like 80s, 70s ish.
Yeah, she had just so much going on. Like it was her own universe, and we were all just a part of it. Okay. It was good. It was a fun time. So I have 3 songs that we're going to be getting into. I have clips to listen to the songs and some lyrics. We're going to be doing a Young and Beautiful. I feel like that's the most popular of the songs I picked. And it's just one of her biggest songs, I feel like. That was in that movie, that Great Gatsby movie, right?
Yes.
Yes. And then I have the song Shades of Cool, which is another little bop. And then Put Me in a Movie is unreleased, technically. It is on Spotify. If you look up the song, it's just not under Lana Del Rey. It's under, like, a podcast, you know? And it is a little bit dark, okay? So we're going to be getting into the themes of dating older men, kind of Lolita aesthetic, sugar daddies, all that good stuff. Look, what else do I have on the lineup?
Do you see the hat on purpose?
Oh, you know what? I noticed it and I was going to say something, but I got distracted. Daddy, okay.
Of course.
You came in theme. I fucking love it.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, we're here.
So cute. Yeah, so we're going to talk Billie Eilish. There's like a lot of drama going on with her dating that guy from the neighborhood. She's 20. He's 31, by the way. So you
wait,
get
the band
get
the neighborhood?
Theme. Yeah, he's the lead singer, apparently. He's, like, 31, and she's, like, 20. So it's, like, everyone's, like, this is weird. Because for Halloween, after all the backlash that they were getting, she dressed as a little baby, and he dressed as an old man. They were just kind of, like, fuck you to everybody. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And I have a bunch of random stuff. Drake, Ice Spice. What else? Some TikTok comments from last week. Oh, and there was something I talked about last week when I had April on. Mm-hmm. We were talking about hate crimes and women, so I just have some new info to kind of clear up some stuff, because at the end we're like, oh, I'll look into it. I don't really know. So, yes, let's get into this. let's see. First of all, have you dated older guys?
Yes.
Yes. We got to talk about it. Because
I
dramatically older.
Not dramatically older. I've spoken to men that were dramatically older, but men that I've dated that were older were kind of just like 10 years.
Okay. 10 years. I've never.
Definitely in their late 30s. They could be friends with my father. And.
Did your parents know about it? And your dad specifically?
They knew about one. They knew about one guy. I didn't tell them about the rest of them because it was kind of just like, why? Because nothing, like, it didn't surpass as far as I needed it to. But like, when
they don't need to know.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, the guy that I was talking to, he's, like, 40 now. Like, he, just know that whole relationship was just a little bit odd because, like, he was always talking about how, like, perfect he is because he's in the industry.
Oh, God.
And he drives a Range Rover. Ew. He has several properties. And he has a house in New York and all this other stuff.
Full of himself.
No, literally. And, it was kind of not trying to sound, like, materialistic, but I'm going to sound materialistic or whatever the fuck. Because, like, that's cool that you have all this stuff, but what are you giving me?
Yeah.
I want some of it. Right. Sorry, you can't throw all this in my
face. What's the point of flexing
of
all that if literally, like, you have nothing to show for it? Like, I don't give a fuck. Okay,
no, literally,
just
literally,
don't say anything if you're not gonna, like, give me some money,
exactly.
Gifts, bags,
exactly.
Anything.
And like, and it's not even that it's like not a, that it's about that. It's just the fact that it's just like you're talking about this. You say that you care about me. You're using that as the biggest point in like in the middle
that's,
of our relationship.
That's your selling point.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And then, like, we got into this conversation. He was just like, well, know what I like about you? And I was like, what? He was like, I like the fact that you're younger because I find younger women are easier to train.
Wait, he actually said that?
I put this in a TikTok. This is real. Like, he was
wait,
like,
was it Andrew Tate?
He was like, younger women are just so much easier to train and get them to, like, listen to you and all this other stuff. And I was like,
that's like literally why people like to get puppies instead of fully grown dogs.
No.
They're like, I just want a puppy because then I could train it myself instead of getting a fully grown dog. It's like literally. They treat women like we're freaking pets.
No, like for real. And he was just like, I'm such a good guy. Like, I can teach you the ropes and all this other stuff. And we can be in such a good relationship together and everything. And I was like, I think that was that, like, after that, I saw him like two more times and I was just like, all right, I'm good. Like, because this right here, no.
Yeah.
It was just absolute no. And I like, I could have, damn, I don't want to see this on camera. I might get caught. You know, like, there's some things that I could have done to make the situation work out in my favor, but yeah, I'm not.
Finessed.
Yeah.
Summer Walker says, we gonna stretch you out.
No, literally.
I feel like once they make it clear, it's just like obvious. It's like, okay, so that's what this is.
Yeah.
Then you're using me for like my youth. then let me use you for whatever you have to offer me. It's a trade-off.
Exactly.
So I don't like when guys try to make it seem like girls are gold digger. No. It's like you're out here leading with your pockets, but then you are surprised that somebody wants some of that.
Exactly. Hello. Exactly. And like, and I actually like, I did like him, but behind that, there was also just like other issues that he had that was kind of, and I told my mom about it. My mom was like, you need to run because this is not going to work. God. This isn't going to work. But yeah, and I find that like a lot of times when I have been with older guys, it's always like it's like that youth thing. They want somebody that's just younger than them so that they can like teach them things and stuff like that. And
mold I'm all them
literally, and I'm all for like learning how to like do business if you want to teach me how to like invest and all this other stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, like, let me learn from you. Like exactly. That's something to offer for sure.
Exactly. But like when there's also that other thing behind it where it's just like you think you know everything and you don't, and then your dating life is shit, and then you think that you really really know everything when you don't know a fucking know anything, and you suck at dating and you have no kids because women don't like you.
Like, yeah, that's why you're out here older trying to get younger girls, because you're trying to impress them with things that women your age would just be like, okay, and exactly. As you should, as exactly. You fucking should.
Like, what do you mean? All this. Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I feel like there's always just like, for me, if I was dating someone that was older that told me straight up, like, I like that you're young, I feel like there would always be that thought of like, okay, what about when I'm older though? Like, is there an expiration date for this? Which is like young and beautiful for Lana Del Rey. Like, will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful?
Yeah.
I don't like that seems like a setup for me to get booted right. Once I get some wrinkles or something, you know?
I mean, you heard about the Leonardo DiCaprio jokes.
Oh, like, God, yes.
After you hit 25, he's like, all right, gotta get out of here.
You're out of here. Gotta go.
No.
And then he like went and dated Gigi Hadid after, and she was like 26, like trying to make a point. Like, I could date older than 25. Okay.
1 year.
What a strange man. I don't know. It's scary. But, like, I feel like a lot of men know that they go after girls for their youth.
Mm-hmm.
But then when girls want to use them, they're just, like, not with it. But that's why also in, like, Lana Del Rey's song, which one, Shades of Cool, with older guys, I feel like they're stuck in their ways. And that's why they want, like, the young girl to mold. Because they're like, this is the way I am. And I'm not going to change for somebody. And if I'm with someone my own age, they're going to have some input. They're going to have something to say.
Right.
So in Shades of Cool, it's like kind of a just short song. Like the lyrics are not a lot. But where is it? So the chorus is, because you are unfixable. I can't break through your world because you live in shades of cool. Your heart is unbreakable. Yeah, it's like guys like that are just stuck in their ways. And people that don't want to change for anyone, they're probably just like a narcissist. Like, that just sounds like a nightmare of a relationship to be in. It just, I feel like I've only dated somebody older one time. He wasn't even much older, but even then I could tell he was stuck in his ways. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't say anything to make him crack or anything. I was always the one getting heartbroken. And it, like, reminds me of that. It's like, because your heart is unbreakable. Like, right. I felt like I couldn't do shit. Like, nothing I would do could faze him. And it was just me getting hurt all the time. Like, they're just like, all that age gives them so much more, like, wisdom, and they use it to manipulate instead of for, like, a good reason.
Wisdom.
Like, are you really like, learning, though? Yeah. It's more just, like, manipulation.
I think they like to use their age as a manipulation tactic, though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, even in our conversations, he would be like, you don't understand because you haven't had that much of life. Tap me on the leg.
Just to shut you up.
Yeah, like, and I'm just...
Can't say shit.
No, literally, and the type of person that I am, I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I went through one very bad heartbreak, and I don't have to go through multiple things to learn when it comes to shit like that. That was enough. So, like, when you said, like, some shit like that, I'm going to talk back to you, and I don't care what you say back. Because now this is like you think you're more inferior than me, and that's not the case. Because...
they just always look at you as, like, a little girl, I feel like.
Yeah, and I'm just like, this age thing is not No.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. Shut the fuck up. We're not going to have this conversation.
Yeah. And it's kind of like reverse daddy issues. Like, it's like both ways, you know, with like younger girls liking older guys, you know, with like daddy issues, quote unquote. But I feel like it's kind of reverse. Like, what would it be like? I don't know. Reverse daddy issues where like a man being older, looking at a young girl, like she, like he owns her, like it's his kid, kind of. Like, oh, I could provide for you, so you can't tell me shit because I'm spending all this money on you, and I'm your daddy, so you do what I say. So no. It's like daddy issues go both ways.
The only time that is okay for me is if you are giving me a copy of your credit card.
Literally.
Then I will shut the fuck up.
Right?
I won't say anything.
Unlimited access.
You are a billionaire. I'm going to just.
Yes.
You're right. You're right.
Have you ever had a sugar daddy?
No. I've had one that was close. Nice. But it did not work out how I wanted it to.
Were you like trying to spin it to that?
Didn't work out. No, he ended up going back to one of his other girls because he liked their relationship better. I was like, I really like you because I liked him too. And his wallet made it better.
Yeah. No, I talk about that all the time. I feel like if a guy has money, he can get away with so much more.
No, and I didn't think that was the case. But like, after I see certain women kind of just like stay after some shit, I'm like, dang, I guess I would probably stay too. But the difference would be for me is that like, once again, I kind of like, I have mentally checked out. So this is now like an agreement. So if that's what you're going to do, cool. As long as I have access.
Yeah, because like, once your emotions are out of it, you can like think more clear
and
be more strategic about it.
Yeah.
It was like, that's a dope arrangement.
Yeah, like think logically. Logically. Because, yeah. And now, oh, damn, I hope I don't sound like a hurt person. Do I sound hurt?
No.
I was like, I don't want to sound like that.
We've all been hurt, but it's just like you live and you learn. You just learn how to navigate.
Yeah.
And I think if you meet someone that shows you that they are trustworthy and worth your time, then you can kind of like let your guard down a little bit. But I just think it's smart to just be more logical.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No, it really is. And then, like, what is it? Have you ever dated, like, what is it? Well, on the topic of, like, money, like, a guy that was younger than you with money, though?
No, I have not.
Really?
Like, younger. I don't really date younger. I dated a guy that was, like, a little bit younger, but, like, he didn't have money.
Okay.
It's like, yeah. I feel like now if I went out and, like, started dating, like, if I could go back, you know, I feel like, you know, hindsight is vision. Hindsight 2020, what the fuck is that saying?
I don't know, but I'm just gonna agree. Yeah, totally.
Hindsight is 2020. I think that, you know, like looking back, if you knew what you knew now, then you would do things so differently.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it would be. Like if I could go back, I would do so differently. But like, yeah, no, back then I was just dating like whoever was just like in my immediate circle. So I didn't really like get out there to be able to meet guys with money like that. Mm-hmm. So no, I didn't.
Oh my God.
Have you?
That's somebody that I was kind of talking to. He's got a little change on him or whatever.
I feel like that'd be a nice setup.
It's a nice setup. But like, as I'm speaking to him, I'm kind of just like, I hope he doesn't get like the same mindset as like an older guy, just because he does have more money than I do.
True.
More money than like the average person.
I feel like that does make them feel like they have a one up no matter what.
Yeah.
But I think with like you being older, it does give you a little bit of an advantage, because you just probably are smarter than them regardless.
Yeah.
So, girls are smarter.
I feel like we're always going to be smarter. Like, I'm probably smarter than like a 70-year-old guy, strictly because I have a vagina.
Yeah. We're just born smarter.
Literally. They just say dumb things and do dumb things all the time.
Yeah. Did you see, I just saw today some article about Cher is dating some guy like 40 years younger than her.
Good for her. I know. I love it.
She's like 76, I think, or something. And he's like 36. So like, you know, all the guys are trying to be like, oh, I bet the girls are cool with this though. Like, bro, that cool man is 36. Like, that's a full grown man.
Yes.
It's not like it's like a little 18-year-old getting groomed by like before. A 50-year-old. Like,
yes. And he chose that.
Yeah.
Women that are like from 18 to like 25 can be easily manipulated by men that are older than them.
Yeah. Literally. Hello, frontal cortex.
No, literally.
Hello, science.
Like, come on now. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So I love that for Cher. Mm-hmm. Love that for her.
She's probably having some great sex.
Right.
I love this for her.
That's amazing. Especially because like she's like, there's that one interview from a few years ago, probably like a long time ago. I don't know. I can never tell like what year any interviews of hers are from, because she just always looks like
really good.
Smooth.
She just looks great.
Freshly Botoxed up. But she's like talking about men and how she views them as like a luxury or like a dessert type thing, where it's like they're not the main course. Like, no. If I have one, like that's nice. It's like a dessert. It's nice. It's a little extra, but they're not like, needed. They're not mandatory. So
I think that's why men are getting so hurt, though. And that's why there's so many single older guys that, like, because the younger women haven't seen that yet. So, like, they are like, they haven't experienced enough yet. It's like the older guys are trying to be like, well, let's get the young ones before shit goes crazy, you know? And women are just like, wait a minute, we don't actually, like, need you. And that's why, like, they're single. Yeah. And, like, even, like, the older guys that are single and never married. But want to be married.
Yeah. Like, of course they want to be married. Like, of course. Because they want, like, a maid, basically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was, like, that article that was, like, causing an uproar about how more and more men are single and lonely now.
Good for them.
And, like, I guess the guy that published it got, like, death threats from, like, guys. Because they were so mad about, like, a fucking fact. Like, what?
You're lonely.
Yeah. But it's like when you hear the way some guys talk about women, it's like, well, no fucking shit. But yeah, like you said, that's good for sex workers. But like,
we're pro sex workers.
Yes.
You better get in that strip club because you're lonely. Go straight to VIP.
But it's also scary because like then it's like lonely single guy to incel pipeline. And you don't want like sex workers with those type of guys because like they could be dangerous.
As a sex worker.
Hostile.
They're not always dangerous and hostile. You have like, we have so much security around us though, that is kind of just like, you're always kind of protected, and they kind of get interviewed before they even enter.
Wait,
into
do you do
it.
Sex work?
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. What I was like, as one.
Like what type, if you don't mind me asking?
I'd be dancing.
Oh, okay. Yes. Nice. I love Thank that you. For you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you have like security and.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Because it is scary to think of like men with like pent up like sexual anger having access to women.
Right. And they, and like literally there's so many cameras all the time. And when they're getting a little bit rowdy, you're just like, all right, look.
Get them out of here.
I'm going to need you to calm down or you got to go.
Yeah.
Because this is not working. And then, you know, leave 30 to like an hour or, you know, after it closes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say it too much because that's not who. Yeah. I know who's watching
They don't
this.
Need to know all that.
But, yeah, you don't need to know all the information that comes behind it. But yeah. Just know you are being watched.
Yeah, I can't get away with every that time. Shit.
You lonely, lonely man.
Disgusting lonely man. But yeah, it's like until they learn how to like freaking act right and process their emotions, and like the only time they're gonna be able to access a woman is by literally paying. Like literally, you have to pay, and not even in like a relationship dynamic where it's like a guy's paying, because it's like, you know, some people are like, oh, all girls are just like gold diggers and like escorts these days because they just want to date men for money. And it's like, bro, women are just catching on. And they're just trying to, like, be in relationships that benefit them.
Yeah, so, and our time is valuable. We've caught on to your shit.
Yes, exactly. Like, speaking of young and beautiful, it's like we have a time limit on our perceived youth and beauty. So why are we going to be
hot at 70?
Yeah. Cher.
Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, freaking, have you seen, what's her name? She's a really popular chef. Martha Stewart. She's like 85. She looks
I
so good.
I saw that picture. I was like, is this
like
real?
She's 80? She was like in her 60s or like late 50s. She looks really good.
Yeah. I was like, Martha.
Like, how could you? You're almost 90. You look amazing.
That is a wild. Mm-hmm. Do you think Snoop Dogg hit
her? I think he probably did.
Right?
Why wouldn't you?
I could see it.
Just say you did it.
Martha Stewart's so funny.
Yeah, we had sex and she made me pastries afterwards. Oh.
Yeah, wasn't she like just wearing like a you wear to
oh,
cook?
When she thirst trapped?
Yeah, thirst trapped.
She look at that stuff. She's a negligee.
Yeah, what is that called? A apron. Oh my god. Freaking brain fart.
Yes.
I feel like she was just wearing like an apron in that picture.
Yeah.
Like
her, you can see her little sign.
Yeah.
Little sign. Ugh.
Yeah, I feel like we're like brainwashed. We were brainwashed by like men and just patriarchy to like think that we're not going to be hot when we're older.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, especially like our generation, so like the more we catch on to like skincare and just like procedures, like women are looking good.
Yeah.
Like they're looking real fucking good into like their 70s, man. Like I'll hit some of these 70-year-old ladies. There's like this one old lady actress, and I'm like,
which one?
There's a bunch. I'm like, I was like, just wanting to hit all of them.
Which one? Women like, well, first 50s of all, what's that? Look really good, though.
What's that? Yeah.
Like, have you seen a lot of these 50th birthdays? My mom is 50. I'm like, are you sure?
Like, right? I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. There's like that lady that's in Abbott Elementary that just won like the like,
I know who you're talking
supporting
about.
Actress. Like, she looks so good. There's this one other old lady. She's like, I don't even know what the fuck she's in, but no, you look good. What about, what did you say?
Jennifer Coolidge.
How really old is good. Jennifer Coolidge?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Coolidge.
I fucking love her. She's like the queen of the bimbos. Like,
I love bimbos. Please. Yes. Yes. I'm all for bimbos.
Let's talk about bimbos. I feel like being a bimbo does save you a lot of headaches.
It does.
Just like pretending to be dumb.
That's how you get through a lot of things.
Right?
Literally, that's how you can talk to men too.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I'm so serious.
They love
you
it.
You know what? You're right.
They want you to be dumb.
Right.
Literally. Like, just be dumb then.
Just be stupid.
Right?
Only argue back if you don't feel like dealing with them.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Because like being on TikTok, like if you get people in your comments, like it can be really annoying to sit there and go back and forth. And like sometimes I will if I got time. But I remember, like, one time I was just like, you know what? I just don't have the patience for this. And I was just, like, playing so dumb. And then the other guy was just, like, getting irritated and finally stopped responding. I was just, like, agreeing with him, like, oh, okay, yeah. He's like, oh, you probably never dated, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, yeah, I've never dated a man. Okay.
Ever.
Ever.
Like,
what is dating?
How many fingers do they have?
What's a man? Like, get the fuck out of here. Just repel them with stupidity. It's like a superpower.
It is.
It's just like a focus on being hot. And
it literally is that
quote.
Yeah, be smart when you need to. Don't waste your energy.
Yeah.
On that.
It's like, Paris Hilton, how she was like pretending to be dumb the whole time. That wasn't even her voice.
And she then said, she
like,
what's Walmart? Yeah.
They sell walls. They're so like, funny. What? It's like looking back, like that was funny as fuck. Like, girl, you were fucking doing that. Like, you did that. You did that on purpose. Everyone just thought you were dumb. And like, it's like the greatest just like gag of all time, like long running gag. And yes. then she was just like, gotcha. Like, I was actually smart this whole time.
Yes.
Y'all fell for it.
Yes.
And she made money doing that shit. A queen.
She made her own empire off of that. She didn't have to live off of her dad's name and stuff. I love this.
Right? Word. Like, get it, queen.
Love it.
So everybody just be a bimbo. Mm-hmm. You could actually be smart underneath, mm-hmm. but you
thinking
know.
Is a lot of energy. Don't think if you don't need to.
Right? Don't waste it on the wrong one. Because mm-hmm. some people is like, okay, you have to like see, are they willing to listen? Are they actually listening? Because mm-hmm. if they're not, then it's like, might as well be talking to a wall.
Literally.
Just wasting your time trying to argue with somebody. You're not going to change their mind. You have to see who you're arguing with. Like, especially like misogynistic men. Like, there's nothing you could fucking say to change a misogynist's mind about you or about women in general.
No. Especially when men say, women rule the world. I'm like, do we though, when everything is made off of y'all's ideas?
Right. Because we get in the club for free and get a free drink. Yeah, from so y'all can get us drunk and sleep with us.
We get in the club for free because y'all want us there. Are you kidding? I feel like women were meant to rule the world, but men caught on to that and they were just like, nah, we can't have this. And then you were talking about the brainwashing thing. I believe that to my very core, because women have always been controlled by men. If you look back to everything, even back in Jesus's days, back in the Bible, it says right there, women are supposed to honor a man, but women are smarter than men. And it says that man might be first, but just because you first don't mean you good. That doesn't mean anything. It says the first person that you slept with, were they good? Exactly. That is not good.
Yeah. like. No, it's really weird. And like, even like speaking of like the first times having sex or whatever, or like how mm-hmm. men want like virgins, like so fucking weird.
Weird. But you can sell your virginity.
That's so, I like, wish I would have done that. Which you could just lie. Like hymens aren't even real. Like, I mean, I guess some girls have hymens supposedly. I'm not a fucking doctor, but like, I don't think my hymen ever broke.
It didn't bleed the first time?
No.
Okay, mine did.
Oh, it did?
It definitely did. I thought it was dying.
I've
was
heard like, it.
No.
Yeah, it's not like everyone, because I think you can, like, break it on accident.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened to me.
What happened?
I remember, like, I jumped off, like, the top of the swings one time, and, like, I landed with, like, the, like, heel. Is this the heel or the ball of the foot?
I think that's, like, your heel.
The heel, I, like, freaking just, like, sat on, like, the heel of my foot, and it didn't, I don't remember it bleeding, but I remember that shit fucking hurt.
I feel it.
Like,
I'm so sorry.
So that's probably what happened. It could just, like, riding a bike, you can break that shit to a horse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So that is so fucking hilarious.
At a young age,
true.
Probably. Why? What are you doing with the dildo anyway? I know that that's real because I see it in TVs. And if it wasn't real, then it wouldn't be on television.
Someone like did a that. Cucumber.
People or do a that
banana.
Too.
Yeah, I've seen people do that.
Some crazy women.
You'll use what you gotta use. I forgot. It was like somebody was talking about like they were gonna throw away like some old banana, and then somebody was like, just put a condom on it. Like a banana. I feel like that shit would smush. Just sit on it, it's just gone. I don't know.
When I was in high school, people were going around saying like, oh, if you put spaghetti in Play-Doh and put it in a condom, you can make a dildo.
Excuse
me? And I didn't know what a dildo was at the time, so I was like, what are you talking about? And somebody showed me, I was like,
wait, spaghetti and Play-Doh.
Spaghetti and Play-Doh.
Like
and
you cooked, non-cooked spaghetti.
I think cooked. What?
Ow. It's just crunchy. But that like just like hurt. Soft spaghetti.
Yeah.
And okay, I'm intrigued.
Like project time DIY.
I'm really trying to like picture how this goes down. That's funny as fuck.
I don't know if it worked. Yeah. I did not want to try
probably
that.
Not. I feel like people were saying crazy shit back then when we didn't know shit about nothing.
No, there's like all like when you're like young, you always make up these weird sex things. Like, oh, if you eat a lot of this, I heard it makes you good in bed.
Oh,
like,
my like- God. Yeah. I remember my friend one time didn't know that to have sex, that the dick has to go in the vagina. She was, like, mortified. And we were, like, it was, like, freshman year. I was, like, girl, for real? Like, you did not know this?
It goes in there.
Like, I thought you just, like,
kiss.
Bump. just bump uglies, literally. Like, you took that expression way too literally.
If that was the case, then school dances would be full of sex.
Right?
Everybody just...
Oh, so weird. But, like, that's why it's, like, so weird that, like, when guys want virgins or, like, these inexperienced women, it's, like, why? And, like, that's, like, the most equivalent to a little girl that you could get is, like, a inexperienced woman.
They want children.
And they do. That's like that song Put Me in a Movie, Lana Del Rey. Mm. It's about like the entertainment industry, like Hollywood, music, whatever. Yeah. It's the verse one is like lights, camera, action. If he likes me, takes me home. The chorus, come on, you know, you like little girls. You can be my daddy. I think that's pretty much the lyrics. But I'll play a clip of it actually because it is shocking. Shocking.
I can hear her saying you can be my daddy. Like I haven't heard this before.
I hope I
before,
got it in the clip.
But I need lights, camera,
a bop, but it's like disturbing.
I saw you doing this.
Like, what are we? You can be my daddy. Okay, it's like a little bop, but it's very disturbing. But we were just talking about this before about how, like, you know, sometimes like songs can come off creepy, but it's like, can you get a pass if it's storytelling, you know? Because I feel like Lana got a lot of hate at a certain point for like romanticizing abusive relationships and dating older men and like all this shit. But I feel like it's weird to police artists. Like, if that's their experience, then, like, why are you saying it's weird for them to talk about their experience, you know? I feel like you have to write about your truth. You sing. Do you write music, too? Like, your lyrics and stuff?
Yeah, I write directly from experience, so right? I definitely see what you're talking about.
It's like you write about your truth. So if, like, you've been in the industry and you've met creepy old men, then that's what you write about.
Yeah.
It's sad and, like, fucking weird. But it's, like, literally, like, come on, you know, you like little girls. It's, like, basically what the epitome of, like, the perfect woman is to men. There's been so many TikToks about this, about how they like girls with, like, no hair down there, just smooth skin, no hair anywhere, high pitch of voices, which she even makes her voice, like, really high pitch in this one.
Yeah.
And in her song Lolita, in a lot of songs, but.
Have you seen Lolita, like, the movie?
I feel like I did watch it one time. like with my old roommates. It was just on, but I don't remember like watching it all the way through, but I was like, oh my God, it was making me so uncomfortable. Yeah. Did you watch it? No, have you read the book?
That's why. No, I haven't read the book. I just saw the movie. I didn't even know what the movie was about. I just saw a really cool like movie poster. Yeah. Like this seems cool. And I watched it and I was like, ooh. And then when you say this is a song called that, and I'm just like,
Yeah. So it's weird because Lolita, like the movie and the book, I haven't read the book, but it comes off like everyone's like, this is fucking weird. Like, why did they make a movie about this? But supposedly it's supposed to be kind of like satire-y where it's like it's not funny, but it's supposed to make you uncomfortable. And I think the book supposedly makes it more clear that it's supposed to make you uncomfortable. Like, I remember some girl on TikTok was like, no, it's actually like a really good book. I low-key want to read it, but it just like, I don't know. That's dark.
No, I feel like as long as there's the right people behind cameras for movies like that so that they're actually telling a message, then cool. Like, I like that Lana Del Rey. She's, like, putting it out there. And she's not one of the people that's just like, no, this is, like, okay. Because it's, like, not.
You know? Like, this like is obviously not okay. Yeah. Like, come on, you, like, little girls, you could be my daddy. Like, I don't think she wrote that thinking she's being cute.
Yeah,
you
know? Like, that's not a mutual relationship, it seems like. This seems very weird and abusive, and you're using your power and age and rank.
Yeah, I feel like there's, like, a line in here where she says, like, oh, yeah, she says in verse 3, you know I can't make it on my own, which is, like, really sad. Like, and, like, relation to the industry,
right?
You know, I can't make it on my own, like speaking about older men, it's like needing to use men. And like, I remember this tweet, you know, that new Drake and 21 Savage album just dropped.
I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't either, just because I got like really turned off to like hearing that he was like throwing shade at Megan Thee Stallion. I was like, fuck
for
you,
what
bitch.
What did Megan do,
right?
I'm like, sick of Megan getting all this hate for no reason.
Literally, I just want to protect her and fight everybody that comes for her.
Like, I hope to do a song with her one day, and when that does happen, we'll cuss out everybody
please
at the video shoot and on camera so they can know how you feel.
She deserves everything.
No, literally.
The world.
Literally.
Did you see that clip of her performing, what song was it? Anxiety on her, on Traumazine, the latest album. And there's like
was
this
it for
line.
SNL?
Maybe.
Because I didn't watch that one yet because I knew I wanted to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Through. I have it on DVR. I still have cable.
Oh, okay.
I love cable.
I don't know if it was SNL. It might have been SNL because it was like around that time. So maybe.
Was it like black and white and doing all this other shit? If it was.
Kind of like with like the gown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Tell me about it. She's performing Anxiety. Mm-hmm. And there's like that line where she's like, if I could write a letter to my mama, like something, something, something. And she just like starts like tearing up while performing, bro. I was like breaking down. I was like, Meg, I just want to fucking hug her.
So sad. I love my mom. So like,
right? It made me so sad to think about that. Yeah, and she's like literally just like going through it. Like, she's such a great performer. Mm-hmm. Like, her breath control and just like diction and everything. Like, she's so fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. I respect her so much.
She takes it very seriously. And like, you can see as an artist, like, she's here to be here for a long time.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, here's my 3 years.
She's just
years
talented as fuck.
Let me leave.
Yeah. Like, she's just so fucking talented. And I can like, I can't wait to see where she's going to go. I don't think she'll just stick to music. Like, she's definitely going to expand and do shit.
Oh, yeah.
But did you see, like, the line from Drake's song that he was getting heat about?
No, but you can tell me about it because I was going to tell you something else right after.
It was just, like, he was, like, I feel like I should just look it up because I don't want to butcher it.
As she clacks her beautiful nails.
What's the song? It was, like, Circo Loco. Circo Loco. Circo. There it is. Everyone was like, fuck Drake. Okay. He's just like talking. And then he's like, this bitch lie about getting shots, but she's still a stallion. She don't even get the joke, but she's still smiling. Blah, blah, blah. And then later he says, shorty say she graduated. She ain't even learn enough. Play your album track one. Kaya heard enough. So everyone's like, okay, I think he's throwing shots at Megan Thee Stallion. I'm like, yeah, obviously. So, you know, the Tory Lanez situation, everyone like drags her because like she's lying about it. She's lying on Tory Lanez. Like, why the fuck would she lie on that freaking little midget gremlin? Like,
you
know,
see the fact that she had to literally switch all of her heels from higher heels to lower heels because her label still wanted her to wear some shit. She couldn't just wear a boot.
Oh my
god. She had to do her other photo shoots literally without shoes so that it looked more aesthetically pleasing. But so this, what is it? So that she also didn't have to like wear heels. She literally switched her life up for like 6 months so her foot can heal.
Damn.
And she still had to wear fucking heels. They were kitten heels. Ugh. But she still had to fucking wear them.
That is her wild. Label
wanted her to.
Yeah, and so people like think that she's lying because they're like, oh, there was like that doctor's report that supposedly it was just an injury from like glass shards. But then people were like, that was fucking fake. It was debunked already. Like, why a doctor can't release that information? That's like literally a HIPAA violation. Like, no, why would they do that in a high profile case, you know?
Especially in a high profile case.
Yeah. Like, hello, they're trying to fucking lose their fucking license. No. Does that make sense to you? No. Like, let's fucking use our brains here. Yeah. So all these like little Tory stands are fucking annoying. Makes no sense. So the fact that he said that this bitch lied about getting shots, but she's still a stallion. Everyone's like, he's talking about ass shots and he's just talking about stallions in general, which is like a tall, thick woman.
I feel like you're reaching.
I feel like it's a double entendre and we should like not be dense. Like he meant both of them so he could have like a excuse.
Yeah.
When people called him out. Cause like really.
Oh, and I like Drake too. Why did you say that?
Shorty say she graduated. Ooh. She ain't even learned enough. Like we all know Megan Thee Stallion is college educated.
Yeah.
Play your album track one, can't hurt enough. Like who else are you talking about? Right after the other stallion line.
So and why you. Is there, there must have been something going on between them.
Well, that's what everyone says. Drake only throws shade at girls that didn't give him pussy.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I saw a TikTok of this girl. I'll send it to you after where she's breaking down like why she thinks it's about that. I was like, yes. Because there's pictures of them like last year sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had commented like, oh, Drake smashed. And Megan Thee Stallion like replied. And she was like, no, yeah, right. Like relax or something. So people think Drake saw it and probably got his ego hurt about it and then just had resentment towards her for it. I could see it. I feel like he just won't let shit go. He also threw shade at Serena Williams' husband, called him a groupie when he was the groupie for her. So he's just always throwing shade at women that didn't want his corny ass.
That sounds like a high school guy who can't get over it or like guys that like, couldn't get the girl in high school, so they try to make themselves better, and she still doesn't want you.
Yes, literally. Like, okay, get it together. You're still fucking lame at your core, bro. So,
yeah, rich so and lame. Sucks
because, like, I wanted to listen to this album. Like, I love 21 Savage. I think he's like so dope, and Drake too, obviously. But like,
I really fuck with Drake. Really like him.
I'm gonna need a minute to like cool this. Down. I know. I'm like not right now,
especially for him to like make music for women.
Yeah, like those are your main fans. Dudes call you soft all day. Like, yeah. Like that was just stupid. Unless he just did it for the clout because he knew people would be talking about it. But like that's such a cheap move, like for Drake. Like you don't not need to, like, he does not need to do that type of move, you know? Right. Like just say something controversial to get people talking. Like we were going to listen.
But bro. Like an artist, he's the same way. He's, at least from what I've seen from all of his interviews and everything, he's very like, straightforward. He does not care what he puts in his music. He because it's also honest for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so something happened. So he was like,
"Yeah, I'm like, there has to be a reason you brought that up."
Literally,
like it just seems too like irrelevant for what you know.
Literally, because I never would have put the two together. Maybe like him. What is it? Maybe like them having a song together, but like I never would have put Megan and Drake having beef.
Yeah.
When and it's where?
Like one-sided as beef. Like, freaking Megan's just trying to mind her business and live her life. Just
and be with her boyfriend and her dog.
Right?
And shit. And manifest a song with me and put that out there again.
Mm. Yes. Manifesting. Manifest. And then there was another line. I don't know. I don't think it's in this one. But where he says she's like rapping whatever. She looks good with it on mute. Or something like that, basically insinuating, throwing shade at somebody that looks good but isn't good at rapping.
Talking about Sweetie, because Sweetie gets a lot of shade for that.
No, people were speculating it was Ice Spice because some other shit, I guess he had flown her out somewhere.
I saw that.
And she didn't fuck him.
I did not see that.
So, you know, he probably got mad about it and was throwing shade. And she acknowledged it on Twitter and she was like, at least I'm a 10, like just joking.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
But, yeah, so, which, like, what pissed me off with, like, all the comments, and it's always dudes, like, riding so hard for Drake. They're like, of course she fucks. Like, why would she not fuck? I'm like, bro, you just want to fuck Drake. Like, you think a girl can't turn down Drake? Like, that just shows me that guys want to fuck Drake so bad when they're saying shit like that.
They do.
Because why are you dick riding?
Women think, I mean, guys think that women are just like, oh my God, she sleeps with, she'll sleep with anybody. She has to sleep with them. Oh, they have to sleep with them.
Like, how could you not? How could you
turn down dick?
Right? And also, it, like, reminded me of that freaking Lana Del Rey song. Mm-hmm. Because they think, oh, why wouldn't she sleep with Drake? Like, he could make or break her career. And it's like the way guys say this is like trying to shame women instead of shaming men for like holding this power over women. Like, you're fucking weird and disgusting.
The penis community is
very odd. Like, why are you really shaming women for this? Like, I see this freaking Lana Del Rey song, like the lyrics, and this makes me sick. And men are just like, well, you got to do this to climb the ladders, you gotta sleep with these old men. Like, but it's Harvey not Weinstein even like that vibes.
Anymore though. Women, yeah. I feel like in old Hollywood, women felt like they had to sleep with these guys, and you would see that like in old Hollywood from like the 30s to like fucking 90s.
Yeah.
And like now, because of social media, we have an advantage. And no, we don't have to do
and
that.
And the Me Too movement.
Yeah. Like Mulatto. Scared. Did you hear? Not so she goes by Big Lotto. Lotto now, yeah, but yeah. Mulatto. She had What is it? She was asked to do a verse or something for some guy or whatever the fuck. She was like, yeah, like, we're going to get this dude together. Oh, was that
Kodak Black?
I don't know if it was him. Honestly, I never found out, but I saw the screenshots and like,
oh, she didn't name it, but people were speculating. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think she was like on the Breakfast Club or something, right?
Pussy and all this other shit. She's like, why?
Yeah.
Not to fuck you. Because
where he was like withholding his verse or like not clearing a sample or something, right?
That's
like, ew.
Yes.
That is disgusting energy.
Yes.
Yes. That's so true. Ugh. But actually, I was reading something or watching a video about Lana Del Rey when I was just like, whatever, like researching stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a song, I forgot what it was, but she's talking about how she's like slept with so many guys, or somebody asked her a question about her song and she was like, oh, it's, I've slept with like so many guys in the industry, but like none of it even got me anything, so that's annoying. I was like, that just like cracked me the fuck up, because it's like, yeah, get that dick, girl. But I mean, that sucks you didn't get anything. But at the same time, that's cool that you didn't do it just to get something.
Yeah.
You know, like, women should just be able to sleep with whoever the fuck they want.
That sounds like so much bad sex, too, because they're men are very bad at that. The penis community can't really do that either.
Step it up.
But they want to do it, but they're bad at it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry, Dad. Don't watch this. My mom can watch it.
I would be mortified if my dad listened to this.
He knows about my career. So, I mean, at this point, I don't care what anybody thinks about me, because both my parents know. So,
was that scary at first telling them? Did they ever like?
Oh, no, they found out.
Oh, they found out? Did somebody like try to like sabotage you?
No, there was too many tips. I had too many ones on me.
Oh, no.
And my mom was like,
just said you were a server.
I did.
Just way too many ones.
She's like, there's no way you made this much in this amount of time.
I'm
like,
hilarious. What are you talking about? What'd they say?
So my mom, she kept it for a little bit. And then, like, later on, like, I had to tell my dad, because my mom, she was like, I can't hold this anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
So my dad talked to me. He was like, oh, I heard you was a... I'm so serious.
I'm fucking dead. Not the up and down.
No, I was like, what about it? Yeah. He's just like, you know, I just want to, you know, make sure that you're safe. How long am I going to be doing this for? Like, you know, I...
Till as long as I can.
Till the wheels fall off.
Right? Like, what the hell? It's like good ass money.
No, literally. I don't do it in LA though, because it's weird out here. But
oh, really?
Yeah. I did for a little bit. I was like, nah, mainly other areas. Won't say that either because that's my location.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, but if you, you see
me,
know.
Come to me.
Tip her.
Tip me.
Tip her, please. That's awesome. That's like funny though that your mom like told him first to break the ice. I feel like I wouldn't be able to like say it myself. Like, you tell him, mom. You tell him.
You tell him.
Please. That's so scary.
Yeah.
But that's so good that they're like both supportive. Like,
no, I
that's
have
awesome.
Really good parents. Like, that's awesome. I feel bad for people that have terrible parents. No, I know that sounds really bad, but like I hear so many stories. I'm like, dang. Oh my God.
Right. Yeah. I always just see like movies. It's always like the Lifetime movies with like the unaccepting as parents.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Yeah. People
like, you're just going to make your kids never talk to you again. Hello.
And wonder why they don't invite you to Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you're trying to dodge these horrible conversations. Yeah. And you're just bad vibes. Okay.
Yeah.
The fuck?
You don't deserve that. You deserve people in your life that like you as a person first. Like, fuck, right? Love. Do you like me like, as your, a person?
That's your number one job as a parent is to just be supportive no matter what.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Pretty easy, bro.
They do a really good job at it. And I'm proud of them.
Love that for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to play a clip of Shades of Cool because we talked about it but didn't play it.
But I can't fix it. Can't make him better. And I can't do nothing about this strange world. But you.
All her music sounds like I'm in like the 40s and 50s. Right. I feel like I'm like, feel like time traveling.
Haunting and just beautiful. But yeah. Definitely like it just takes you to like a very specific era.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
We love you, Lana.
Love you. And oh yeah, so like I was talking about with Young and Beautiful, which I'll play a clip of that also. There was recently, there's like pictures of her, like paparazzi pictures, and she's like gained weight. And it's so sad how people are freaking treating her. And it makes me so sad thinking that she literally wrote that song, Young and Beautiful, like, and everyone's just like, nope, we don't. So, like, y'all are so unsupportive.
So hell no. No, no.
Y'all are fucked up. Like, it's so mean.
It's even more crazy. Speak the penis community as well, but I think it's even more crazy that like people will talk so bad about celebrities and who have shit going on in their life and they get like a bad paparazzi picture or whatever the fuck. But then it's like, do you look in the mirror?
It's always,
do you know what you look like if you want to be vain and have this conversation? Have you seen you?
It's never a good looking person talking shit.
Literally. Just like it's always the guys that be looking crusty that be talking about women. I'm like,
like you're disgusting. You're none nasty. Of these women would even look your way.
Ever.
If we're being real.
Ever.
Even like freaking hater of girls. Ugh. Like the whole Ice Spice thing when she like acknowledged it and she was like, at least I'm a 10. And some girl was like,
oh yeah.
Oh, that's so funny that she said that because she's not even a 10. Like, you're a fucking hater. And then I go to her profile and she's just like one of those like baddies, but like her eyelashes were looking crazy. And you could tell she's just insecure and only like leads with her looks and has nothing else to offer. Because only an insecure bitch would get on the internet and fucking throw shade at Ice Spice. Like Ice Spice looks good. Like you're a fucking hater.
All women are haters that talk shit about other women.
Pisses me off.
You like, are disgusting. You are just as bad as men. I've right? now put you in that category.
It's the pick me's. Like,
literally.
We're supposed to be on the same team.
And we're not. So now I can't like you.
Right? Like we already have these men being haters and gross. And then pick me's have to add on to it.
Literally. Wait. Are we on that topic really quick? Because did you?
We're always on that topic.
I was
it's
gonna say
patrol around here always 24/7.
Did you see the close friends of this rapper? I forgot her name. She's like C-list. She's like a C-list rapper.
C-lister.
And she was like, when I go to the club, I got to make sure that the girls with me have a certain aesthetic. They can't look like this. Wait, did you see it? Oh, yeah. She's like, they can't look like this. I need to have them this. They need to look like this. Their skin can't look like this. Makeup got to be this. Wig.
One of those girls that only wants girls that look good as friends.
Yes. But the thing is that the way that she looks will only get her into ATL clubs. If she was into enter the LA scene, she would not be liked, like, at all.
LA so
it's
kind
of just like, get it
never
together.
Done the LA club scene, but I heard it's rough.
It's like a pack of hyenas. Luckily, I don't see anything as competition, so my ass is good.
Yeah.
But I'm not finna compete with people trying to get into clubs and other women competing against ugly men or competing to get attention of these men that look like shit.
It just doesn't sound fun.
With Balenciaga on. Ugh.
Yeah, no thank you.
No.
Like, I'll just go to Vegas.
Yes.
Like, Vegas is just chill. You just, if you have a big group of girls, they'll just like let you in, give you a table.
Literally.
Bottle. Like, literally. It's chill.
And everybody's there to have fun.
Yeah.
Not just to stand around and be like, what?
Right? Like, my dream would be to go to a club with just girls. And the tables are all affordable.
Oh, yay.
Like, literally, that would be, like, the most fun ever.
No, my table will still be paid by a man.
Right? Like, no men allowed, but no the men allowed, still have to donate. They could have cameras and, like, live stream it or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
I see the vision. It's right here.
Yes.
Yes, what else? Okay, so did you hear about the whole Billie Eilish thing?
No, honestly, I didn't. And it caught me off guard because I didn't know that they were dating.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was dating anybody. I thought she didn't want to date anybody.
Yeah, because apparently her last ex was also older. And supposedly she has a song where she talks about that, like the age gap thing. And then right after that, she went and dated this guy who's like 11 years older than her. And was catching all this heat. They're like, what I had a problem with was, like, people, like, being mean to her about it. Like, bro, she's, like, a little girl. She's 20. Like, she doesn't know any better. Like, of course, right now, if she's getting hate, she's just going to, like, dig her heels in.
Right.
And, like, try to troll everybody.
Right.
So this girl on TikTok, her name's, like, Internet Princess or, like, Rain Corp. I don't know if you've seen her before. She's, like, this white girl. She always has, like, really good takes. I'm like, okay. But she has this really good video talking about it where she brought up this one book. I forgot what it was called, but it's also like from the point of view of a girl that was groomed and she's older and how she looks down on younger girls. Kind of just like showing that if you've been hurt, then you like, you know, hurt people type of thing. And then she doesn't realize until her like groomer dies that like what she's been through. But I just... She was comparing it to the whole Billie Eilish thing and just how there is no perfect victim because people were like, oh, like Billie Eilish, she wore this baby costume, like fuck her, like getting mad at her for not just like cowering and being like, oh, okay, sorry, guys. It's like if you aren't the perfect victim, people just don't support you.
No.
You know, so like she lashed back and people were like, fuck you. And then in her video, I like wrote this down because I was like, this is good. She said, if you're waiting for a woman to be perfect before she's deserving of your support and your empathy, you will be waiting forever. Like, yes, bars, bitch. Bars.
Who wrote that?
That girl in that video, Rain Corp, Internet Princess. I was like, that's good. That's good.
I love that. Retweet, everything.
Yeah, I'll send you her account because it was a really good video and just, like, really shows you that, like, it makes me so sad that Billie's so young and just catching all this heat. Because it's not her fault. Like, I'm 31 and that man is 31.
Someone manipulated her, I feel like.
Oh, yes. Like, why are you guys giving heat to the 20-year-old? She's just being manipulated. Like, this man is 31. Like, I would never in my fucking right mind date a 20-year-old.
No.
That's like a baby. I literally look at 20-year-olds as like little babies.
Your children.
Yeah, so he's disgusting, and it's just, like, fucked up. And, like, I know she'll realize one day, like, the whole Demi Lovato thing. I don't know if you saw that whole
What happened with Demi Lovato besides
you know how
her
she
drug
dated
problem.
That?
I heard about the drug problem.
Well, yeah. Well, not that. But maybe maybe it has to do
like,
with
good
that.
For her, though. She's
but
better.
She was dating Wilmer Valderrama, whatever. I think that's Fez from That 70s Show, right? Yes. When she was young. And he was,
like
older.
Disney young? Like Camp Rock young?
Like, I think she was probably, like, 19 or something. And he was 20-something. She wrote a song about it called, like, 29 or something. April, do you remember? The name of the song? Yeah. Well, basically, it's just her, like, saying now that she's the age that he was when he was dating her, like, it all hit her. Like, she realized, like, how fucking weird it was. Because, like, you know, when you're, like, 17, 18, 19, dating someone that's, like, 27 and above or whatever, just older, you don't see it as weird. But once you get to that age, you're going to look back and I feel like it'll just hit you like a ton of bricks. Like, holy fuck.
I feel like
that must be shocking.
Having a big age gap, if it's more than 4 years and a weird age gap is like, how do I explain this? Because I want to say it right. Okay. So from 18 to 29, if it's like a 3 to 4 year age gap, I feel like that's fine. Anything
like
bigger
depends.
Than that is like, what the fuck?
I feel like until it depends like on like where you're at in that spectrum, I feel like.
It's like 24 or 28.
I feel like that's fine.
That's what I mean. Like,
right?
That's okay.
Yeah.
But like when you're, I feel like when you hit like 30 and above, then you can have a wild ass age gap.
Yeah.
Nobody
like,
cares.
Nobody's going to.
You can have a 40 year age gap and I don't give a
literally.
Shit.
Literally.
But when you're in this area, there needs to be no big age gap. Because
yeah.
Why are you 19 dating a 29-year-old? You haven't even had college, like university.
Yeah.
You don't know what you want to do with your life.
It's
or you know what you want to do, but you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, like, it's just your mind, like your perspective just changes so
yeah.
much after like that 25-ish age when your prefrontal cortex finally forms properly.
Yeah.
Like that's where your decision-making comes from. So
mm-hmm.
like that's why they have like the terms like young and wild and free, young and reckless, like because you literally are young and just like dumb, no offense.
It's
like
beautiful.
No offense, because I know I got younger listeners, but like your perspective truly changes after, like you'll look back and be like, what the fuck? Like I look back at my 21-year-old self like, bitch, oh my god, that was so fucking dumb.
Wait,
of you
I have to say something else too though, pause, because I know someone, I'm not gonna say their name, but it's also just how much experience you've had though. Because I know someone who's almost 30 and they haven't experienced anything. So, like, you can be 20 and have
yeah.
a lot of experience. Like, have the same amount of experience as someone who you would think 40 has. But then there's
mm-hmm.
also women out there, women and men, who are 40 and haven't really done shit in their life.
That's so true.
Some of them are still virgins.
There really
are people that are, like 35, 38.
You know what? I actually just
who
saw.
Are virgins.
I follow
and
someone on Instagram.
20s. Virgins. Virgin
yeah.
in life, too.
I've never met one like that, like 30-something that's a virgin, but I just saw a clip. I was on Instagram scrolling, and there was, like, some, like, TV network thing and, like, these girls talking.
Mm-hmm.
They were interviewing this girl, and she's like, I'm, like, 32 maybe or something, and she's like, and I'm a virgin, and I'm, like, waiting for the right person. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, my mind was blown.
Yeah.
So
I'm just like, did their frontal really develop? Because
yeah.
they haven't done enough.
And that reminds me, too, of did you watch BoJack Horseman?
I couldn't finish it. I wanted to watch it. But
it's
some
so
of
good.
The stuff was just, I was like, what the fuck? What is going on
I'm
here?
Dead. Did you get to the part where it's like he's dating that owl girl that like was in a coma for like
no
years.
No okay now I gotta go back and watch it because I wanted to watch it,
it. It's like my favorite show. I've seen it like two or three
it,
times
it
already
like on,
it's on Netflix.
I was gonna say it's either it's on there or it still comes on Adult Swim too sometimes.
Oh maybe
yeah
is
it still on Netflix
okay.
though
yeah I just
you know,
like rewatched
be
it
off
like a month
now.
Ago yeah so it's still on there
we
but there's like a part
it.
Where because he's like older I feel like he has to be like probably in his 40s. And
he has been in his 40s. His attitude is too, like,
yeah, he's definitely older. He's
angry,
like a narcissist,
man.
Angry, drug addict, alcoholic,
yes.
like everything.
Yes.
He starts dating this girl that's finally older, technically, but she was in a coma for like years. So, like, she went into a coma when she was probably like in her teens or like early 20s. Mm-hmm. So she still has the mentality of that. And then like later, his friend Diane, the reporter girl or like the writer.
Yeah.
She calls him out and she's like, yeah, like she technically was still young. If you think about it, like just because she was older, like she never had that life experience. She was stuck in like a young 20-year-old mindset. So that's mm-hmm. why he still liked her, because she was still like childish, because he would only date like all these younger girls, kind of like anyone his age was just like too old. Like he's like, oh. And like I feel like men think like that a lot. They're like, ew, I can never date a woman my age. Like they look at them as like old ass bitches. Like they literally like, she's fucking old as shit. I'm like, bro, she is your age. What do you mean she's old as shit? Oh my God,
that's so weird.
Yeah, it's like literally like their brain. Like, how does your brain work like that?
I'm telling you, it's conditioning. It's conditioning, because remember, this was normal at some point. Yeah. Men will be like 35, like, I want a 14-year-old wife.
Ew, yeah. It's scary.
Nasty.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I think that's a lot of that. Did I play the Young and Beautiful clip?
You did. No, you didn't. Will you still love
play it,
me?
Just in case I didn't.
I'm no longer young and beautiful.
Wow.
I know you will. I know you will. I know you will.
And that's the clip.
I was going to say, there it is.
That's it, folks. All right.
Hot summer days, rock and roll, the way you play for me at your show, and all the ways I got to know your pretty face and electric soul. Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? Will you still love me when I got nothing but my aching soul? I know you will. I know you will. I know that you will.
Oh, that's my shit.
It's so good. Her music's so like cinematic. Like
no,
it just
it really
I'm
is.
In a movie. I'm in a fucking movie.
It is. That's
it's
why
so
I love
beautiful.
It.
Yes.
She needs more credit. Where's her Grammy?
Right? Does she have any?
That I don't know.
I feel like she better.
I was gonna say, there better be a Grammy.
She's
in
been
her
in
name.
The game for like a long time. Like she like has consistently put out like albums and just like really good songs, mm-hmm. like singles all the time. So she's like definitely an artist of our generation that
sure
deserves
Jhené Aiko, though. Like they mind their business.
Yeah.
They stay mainstream and mind their business.
I love Jhené. Mm-hmm. Done her songs too many times on here. I actually like put a limit on myself. I feel like Jhené and like Kehlani, mm-hmm. like Ari Lennox, Summer Walker. I was like, all right, that's enough.
No more of y'all.
Done too many of their songs. I need to switch it up here. Yeah. What else? Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about, I posted a clip from last week's episode talking about how like guys get stuck on their exes, blah, blah, blah. And the comments on TikTok were just like cracking me up. TikTok. So some girl was like, my ex, who's 23, cannot get over his first high school girlfriend from when he was 16. Like, what the fuck is wrong with guys? Go to therapy. And then some other girl was like, tell me the horror I experienced when I saw an old love letter from an ex in his drawers.
Well, I can't say that, though, because I have an Xbox.
Oh, an Xbox?
Like,
I feel like girls keep Xboxes.
Yes.
But I don't know. I feel like for guys, it's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like double standards are fine sometimes.
He said, in this case, it's okay. It's fine.
No,
I mean,
swear.
I don't feel any way about it. I was just like, oh, this was cute. This was a time.
See, but like you like are detached from it.
Put it away.
Yeah.
Because like, it's just like a big memory box. Just
yeah,
like my
I think
life.
That's different. Like girls know how to just be like, oh, like that's just like cute, sweet memory.
Yeah.
Versus like guys will still be stuck on their ex. Like this other girl was like, why is this common? I found letters from like 3 ex-girlfriends. And then this other guy was like,
one. I'm okay with one. Three is a problem.
That's a lot. That's just like a trinket from each one. Like, why? No, but this one like shook me. This guy was like, yes, my first love. I'm like over her, but she's more than welcome back. We was hella young. We adults now. I was like, what? Like, for real, that's wild to me. And then he responded, what did he say? He was like, yeah, we were like in 8th grade and we're like older now. Like, it's wild, but like, yeah. I was just like, I can't. picture
were they wanting from to eighth grade to like high school.
No,
I was gonna say if it was that, then you
he
know.
Said like seventh, eighth grade, and like now he said he was like 20 something or something, but like or older. He was like, "We adults now." I was like, "No, I don't think there's anyone from middle school that I would be like, you're welcomed back." Like, I think
don't
it's
even
like
know you,
like yeah, like I'm not the same person at all. Like, I think it's totally normal to be like, you know, intrigued and want to like see what exes are up to from back in the day, mm-hmm. just from like a oh, I'm curious perspective. But to be like, oh, they're welcome back anytime. Like, that is so weird. Like, that's so like men no. need to learn to move on. Like, they don't know how to move on. You they know, need to learn to practice processing emotions.
You heard about the stories about men getting their heart broken when they're like 9.
And they're like, fuck bitches and like, forever.
Fuck women for the rest of my life.
That hoe did me dirty.
Like, no, I kid you not.
What did she do to you?
This is a real story. This guy, and there's one on TV too, and it kind of, they co-aligned it. It was actually really, whatever the word is. Somebody correct me later. Point blank, he gave his girl Valentine, like third grade or something like that. He gave her Valentine, but like she didn't like him. She liked like his friend. And he was so upset because they were like partners or something in class or whatever the fuck. So like he was thinking, oh, like this is the real thing. You know, oh I got the birthday God. Party invite, this in the bag. I'm going to bring you a Valentine. And she was nice enough to say, thank you for this Valentine. But, you know, I don't want to be your girlfriend. I like whatever the fuck the other kid's name is. And this is like somebody that I used to talk to. And he's like, but from then on, it's been so hard for me to trust women.
You're fucking lying.
I was
lying.
Like, no, I'm telling the truth. It was somebody here in L.A. Not in Texas.
Did you get the
somebody
ick?
From LA. It made me just be like, are you serious?
I would get the ick. Like,
and he
ew.
Was just like, yeah, like I'm just like, I'm for real. I was like, no, like you're joking. Like this has to be a joke. And he was just like,
how old was this?
I was like a couple years old.
20. No, but like when did this happen for him? He said like seventh grade or ninth grade or
no, this is like second grade. This is second or third
That's
grade.
That's worse than I thought.
And he was just like, no, because it just made me see women in such a new light than I saw them when I was younger. And as I got older, I just saw them keep doing stuff like that. And I was
what,
like,
not like you? Like, that's a crime?
I was like, I feel like you manifested women not liking you then.
Oh, my God.
That's weird.
Boys need to be taught to handle rejection better.
Yes.
I've never heard of girls, like, shooting up schools because they're sad that they got rejected. And there's plenty of lonely girls out there that
I haven't
get
seen a woman
guy.
Shoot up a school for anything.
Period.
So low key,
yeah.
You are the pro. It's the penis community.
Yeah. Therapy. Mm. Which brings me also to like this, how I was talking about last time with April. Mm-hmm. And I was like saying, because I remember I seen some TikToks where they're like, oh no, like hate crimes for like women, it's not a thing. What I meant was, after I looked into it, is like hate crime does, it's like if you have an intent towards like a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So gender is under the technical definition and law for hate crimes. But
oh,
I found this
really?
Georgetown.
What if they deserve it?
I saw this Georgetown University, Georgetown law. There's like a article. Is the case for the increased use of hate crime laws to prosecute violence against women.
What?
And basically, okay, I'm just going to read this.
We should have violence against men.
We should.
I'm yes. not a man hater, I promise. I'm not, I don't hate them.
Right, I'm always having to defend myself on here. I just want better. I just want better for all of us.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm just passionate.
Exactly.
Like, oh, and I keep forgetting to say this quote. It's Margaret Atwood, I think. It's the lady that wrote the book that's The Handmaid's Tale is based on.
I've never watched
Me
that.
Me either.
I'm at watch that movie because I don't want, after I heard what it was about, I don't want to watch that. Oh! I don't want to put that in my head.
I know. It's scary, especially with like all this abortion shit going on. It's mm-hmm. like, no, that's our future.
That's why I've switched teams. Well, no, I'm already on both teams, but now it makes me even want to be
right?
on the other
Especially,
team even more.
I was talking to April about this. Like, we're like, if, because I know it was like Mike Pence was talking about, like, if we get in like the presidency and like the Republicans take over, we're going to make abortion illegal, like nationally, blah, blah, blah.
And I'm going to move to China.
Right. I was like, no, like the price of coochie is going up. Like they thought girls are gold diggers now. Like y'all are getting
sex.
No
cool.
fucking coochie after this if that happens.
At all. at all. I need 50 grand
I'm
in my pocket.
I'm good on that. I'm so fucking good on that.
A million.
Right?
For you to even go to dinner with me.
You think you guys are fucking lonely now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Yes. Thought I was feeling you? Never.
Thought I was feeling you? So the Margaret Atwood quote, basically she was like, men are scared that women are going to laugh at them. Women are scared that men will kill them. And that's basically whenever anybody tries to be like, oh, like, talk too much shit on men, I'm like, bro, they could take a fucking joke. I'm not out here shooting them.
Literally.
Inciting violence or causing violence. Everything is all jokes. So that's it. Like, women are actually getting murdered out here.
Yes.
So it's not the same. Like, when people talk about misandry mm-hmm. or, like, fem cells, I'm like, shut up. Like, that is not the same thing. That is, like,
so rude. And men be like, women, I don't understand why women always say yes to things when they're uncomfortable. I'm like, because women want to live.
Scared for their life?
Literally, there are so many times where I had to give, like, a number to a guy because I'm in a weird area and I'm by myself.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to kill me because I rejected you.
And it's so much faster to just give them your number than to say no, because they're going to keep pressing you.
Yes.
They're going to be like, oh, why? Oh, you have a boyfriend? Well, where's he at? Oh, well, he must not like you that much if he's not right here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Well, we can't be friends.
But you're too good.
I'm just going to give you my fucking number.
Here's my number. You. There you go.
And you can't give them a fake one because some of them will really sit there and call you in front of your face to make sure that you gave them the right
and
one.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, I did that before, and it called my friend, and I was like,
oh, whoops.
I was like, mistake. Just kidding.
I always do that. My bad.
Or, like, I'll be like, I'll take your number now. Like, now I'm just like, I'll take your number.
Yes.
And you're going to text me, like, yeah, I'll text you right now. And I walk away, and I just,
Yes. That happened to me one time where I was just like, I'll just, because he was like, oh, let me get your number. I was like, I'll just take your number. And he's like, okay, well, text me right now so I have your number. I was like,
no.
Fine. God damn it. And I just blocked him. Like, God.
You can't accept the fact that I don't want
too
you.
Too pushy.
Literally.
Okay. So this is a university level, like, journal, peer reviewed, published thing, right?
Love this for her.
The abstract is, the recent trend of amending hate crime laws to include gender presents a new opportunity for prosecutors to bring additional charges against offenders who commit violence against women. Hate crimes are crimes motivated in part or whole by the offender's bias against a protected trait, but which traits are protected differs by jurisdiction. Despite the trend of including gender in the official definition, gender-motivated hate crime laws are vastly underutilized in practice, and violence against women is rarely considered a hate crime by law enforcement and prosecutors.
Can women sue America? Can we come together and, like,
class
sue
action
the state?
Lawsuit?
Yeah. No, and I'm being dead ass. Like, I'm being very serious.
Probably.
Like, I would definitely want to be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
No.
We need a lady to take this on pro bono.
And I know you would, because your vagina is also in trouble.
Yes. V power. Yeah. So hate crimes does include women, but it's just underutilized and not taken as seriously as, like, different hate crimes. So, yes, that was basically my point last week. But I just wanted to clear it up because I said that hate crimes doesn't protect women. Technically, by definition does. But, you know, that's what I was talking about. She's up now. Always got to clear it up. Always got a little section to be like, last week I said this and I did not mean that, y'all. I fucked up. Anything else? I think that's pretty much it. Unless there's anything else that you, did we want to talk about anything else?
I said everything that I wanted to say besides the fact that you really wouldn't date a younger guy though. I'm doing younger guys now.
Maybe, like,
I've switched to that because I am now wise and I will take my wisdom. As long as they're not too young, I'm, like, okay with that.
Yeah. No, I can see it. I can see it. I feel like it also would give you, like, make you feel like you have a little bit more of a leg up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just older.
Mm-hmm.
I would like
and
that.
And they'll be like, I don't care that. Just, yeah. Like, I'm not that much older than you.
I know, but it just feels like you're just like.
We would be in high school together.
Madame. Like, yeah, like, why? Why does this feel weird? Like, even if I'm like 6 months older than someone, I'm just like, like, I'm an old lady. I don't know. I'm your mom. Yes. Yay! That was so much fun. Thank you so much for
coming.
I had a blast.
It was nice meeting you in person instead of over emails.
Yes, I know.
That was fun.
Yes. So now we know each other IRL. Mm-hmm. And if you ever want to come back on, let me know, girl. And also, Kerrigan, you make music. So do you have like music out? Can people check you out or anything like that?
Yes. My music is everywhere. It's on all platforms.
Awesome.
Yes, my name is Will Kerrigan with K-A-R-A-G-A-N. It's on all platforms. I have two projects out right now. I'm 4 singles.
Awesome.
And then I have a project coming out very soon.
So exciting.
Another one. Yeah,
I'm so excited to hear it. Awesome. Everybody go follow Kerrigan, and you can follow me on Instagram. My personal is Ash_Friday_ and Simpin' After Dark everywhere else. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Yay. Shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark always. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Come on, beat.